Claro.
So we're in a functional design meeting. So I will play the role of the secretary as also program manager. So we will have three presentations from the
Industrial
industrial
design.
designer, user interface designer, and zero
Marketing
topic
expert. Market
marketing
expert.
experts. And after that, we'll have the new project requirements, the decision on the remote control functions, and we will close the meetings after. So, I suppose the first to do the presentation will be the user interface designer.
Okay.
So you're participant two?
Who
Yep.
am I? No.
No, you.
One.
No, I'm the
Three.
participant
Three.
one.
It's yourself.
But I think I'm about.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Okay, did you save your presentation?
One.
In words.
Yeah.
This? Technical functions?
I'm not sure.
So you didn't save it yet.
Yeah, it's mine.
Ah, it's David
David Jordan.
Jordan. Of course.
So,
David Jordan?
Yes.
So I'll pilot David Jordan to his presentation.
Okay.
No. This one doesn't want to be moved.
Should we play it from
Okay,
game and
so.
yeah. So first I will present the technical function design for user interface for our remote TV control. I will focus on user interface design. So move to the next slide. As we know, remote TV control has very sophisticated functions. As we show from this picture, there's a lot of functions. I think over 12 or 20 functions of a remote TV control. So how can we design a user interface with so many sophisticated functions? Let's move to next slide. So we want to design a elegant, easy to use interface. A very good example is Google. As we know, Google is very successful because it's powerful function, but it's very easy to use user interface. So move to next slide. So my job is to design a Google TV control, which I want to have sophisticated functions while it's very easy to use user interface. So that's the end of the talk. The end of the presentation.
So you propose to have the remote control which will be
With
powerful,
sophisticated functions, but
so
with very
powerful,
powerful.
many functions,
Yes.
and very easy to use.
Yeah.
So it's maybe difficult to
Merge the two
have
systems.
both. I mean, the one on the right doesn't look so simple and yeah.
You mean this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to learn the manual before using this remote control, I suppose.
Yeah. But
Okay.
if we
But
have
as a
very good user interface,
Yeah.
Yeah,
it take less time
yeah.
for user to learn how to use it.
And maybe you have some international standards where you know if you can use one, the others are almost the same, so the sign.
Oh, you mean for the
Yeah.
pictograms or things like
Yeah.
that?
For example, I don't know here escape, you know, you have escape in computers, so if you see escape, you know that it should be the
Ah, it should
same.
okay. Yeah.
So
The
you
user
have to
should know.
yeah. The user there For example, the power of button, it is something very international, you know that. So.
Yeah, and such as maybe
so.
Go on the back and.
I mean, the question is how to merge, you know, the Google system to the system.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's my job. That's my job. It's not the easiest thing, but
that's you.
So you will propose us something which is so powerful and easy to use.
Yeah.
Okay.
Powerful and easy to use.
So that's the point.
Yeah, that's the point.
So next, I propose the industrial interface to present things.
Let's control.
Baba.
So that's
so
now.
Baba is the industrial
design.
Sana. Okay.
So we can move to the next slide. As you all know, my job is to design, to give an initial design of the remote control. So the basically the remote control will be, you know, infrared control. So the problem is how to relate the remote control device, like for example this one I'm holding in my hand and the TV. So this one is laser based, but I propose an infrared based. So for me, I think that it is better. It's better to control TV. So it will be cheaper and it is less technology than for the cheap price you have. For the cheap price you want.
So you mean that infrared control is a cheap technology?
I think it's cheaper than lasers.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know the requirements for the remote control. 12.
What? The cost is
yeah.
Yeah, I think
so
for the cost you
half.
Want, for the cost you want, it's better to have. You can move to the next slide. So the different the findings. You know what you will find inside the system here inside. It is just, you know, a bulb and an infrared bulb. So here, for example, the infrared bulb will be here, and and the bulb will be somewhere inside. So that manages. You can go to the next slide. I have some kind of pictures, you know, here. You have the the bulb, it is the blue stuff here, and the infrared bulb, it is the red stuff here, and so, and you have the other sub components that are not clear here, so important. So.
What is this?
This is in fact some other components that are in between, the electrical, the electronic device. But here, what I wanted to emphasize is just, you know, the bulb and so. And the next slide is the last one. I think it should be wireless, you know, remote control, because you know it's easier to manage, and because if the battery problem can hold, you know, will you use the battery or the wire to connect it, or maybe some kind of thing that we can have both, but, you know. I myself prefer a wireless.
Okay.
So if you have some question, I didn't answer it.
What's the average price of this technology then?
The average prices, I think that this technology will cost, I don't know, around €8. So only, you know, the.
So what? The wireless remote control? There's the. Wire remote control.
Yes, it's you have to decide how you will, you know, put some energy inside. So you can think about wireless, or you know, it's a question that we can raise. So we can think that, you know, with a wire, without wire, we can have both also.
Okay.
So you think that. A cable between the remote and the TV.
Okay.
One view, daddy.
Okay.
No, maybe it would be cheaper. I don't know. Okay. Maybe you're making.
But this is what
silly.
You would like to ask the user first, and I don't think the user would be ready to have a
Marty, remote control.
Yeah, but
I don't think wire. Yeah, I don't think it would.
I
work
always want
sense.
To have, you know, sometimes I want to have wire because.
Yeah,
you
but
know.
As industrial designer, do you think that it will be feasible to have a link or to have a link between the remote control and the television? I'm just asking you. Do you think it will be cheaper?
I don't need to.
Could you answer me?
It's I have to think about the question, you know. It's I think
okay.
that you know you can always, you know. I think with the wire it's cheaper, but you know the wireless it's more practical. So.
Yeah, but I think the wireless problem is more the David Jordan's problem.
Okay, so
as it's
the wire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think
yeah.
it's more your problem. Maybe you have just to kind of research or try to ask people if they would like something wireless or not.
Well, that's my job.
Okay, cool. Sorry.
No.
So.
Yeah, but it should be an agreement, you know, because even if you can think the wireless, it is the job of the the graphical user designer. But you know, if it is a lot cheaper, and if you want to reach, for example, some the money you have, if you want to, use, so it can be good to have wireless. It is a question.
Okay.
Right.
So. Just think of the
usability.
Yeah.
Remote
control.
Just think of the problem of when you have a wireless remote
yeah.
control, and
yeah.
if you lose it,
yeah.
I think it would be easier to have a link between the remote control.
But that's
and the
actually
television.
One of the points, yeah.
Yeah.
True. This you will see in my presentation then.
So I will put you
yeah.
to your presentation. So.
Which is participant 4. So just trying to answer all the questions, if the user would be happy to have something or something else. We've made a study, so could you go to next slide? Sorry, for the functional requirements. So that's the standard method for marketing, okay? We had 100 subjects. We observed their remote control use in a lab. And then after all the experiments, they had to fill up a questionnaire. And see what was okay or not for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then some statistics about what we observed and what they answered. Actually, 75% of the users find the most remote controls ugly. Okay. So that's.
You mean the look?
How it
look
yeah, the look is bad for them. So it's your job, David, maybe. Then 80% of users would spend more money. Actually, if the remote controls were not so ugly. So this is where we could have yeah, good market, I guess,
yeah.
if people are ready to pay more. So it's interesting information, I think. And then, yeah, the remote controls, like the one you've shown previously, it's not so, doesn't fit the user requirement sometimes because it's too many buttons and so on. So we should change this as well. And users are actually zapping a lot, so they're using the device intensively. That's something to take into account as well. And you know, 10% of the buttons are actually used in a remote control. And this is one of the main points for me, but I'll come back to it later. Kay. Could you go to the next slide? So as you said, remote controls are often lost somewhere in the room. So this is from the experiments we've done. So if we could solve this problem, this would be interesting for the user, I think. It takes too much time to learn how to use the remote control for 35% of the people. And remote controls are really bad for RSI problems for 26% of the users.
What's RSI?
RSI is like when you're using the same doing the same movement several times,
yeah,
then you get injured.
Okay.
So those numbers are less important than the previous one, but still it has to be taken into account. So last slide. So my personal preferences for this problem is we have to meet the user needs. If we can make it look fancy, then we might sell more than our concurrent. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, if it could have less buttons, still maybe the same number of
functions,
but less buttons, this would definitely be a good way of selling more. Okay. So.
Okay. And just to have an idea, do you think you as the user interface designer, it would be possible to have less buttons and
yeah,
still have the same functionality and
yeah,
to have powerful remote control? Do you think it's possible?
Yeah, I think
sure,
it's possible because we can mix several functions in one button,
yeah,
so that you then you have less buttons.
Yeah,
but
do
I'm
you
not
think
sure
it will be easy to use? Because if you have many functions just for one button, be quite difficult for the user to know.
Yeah, remember the user is not happy to read the
manual.
You can have a switch menu, so you can, for example,
to be intuitive.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, for example, you can, category the function into several classes, then for, you can have a switch menu, so
yeah,
you put the switch menu to it tend to this kind of this category of functions.
Okay.
Then you put the switch button, then it switch to another category of functions. Yeah. For example, if you have remote control, you can control your TV, and also you can control your recorder.
Okay.
So there's different functions, but if there's a button you can switch between control TV and control recorder, so we can have less buttons.
Yeah,
but I'm not sure it's about how to make the remote control look funny. Look
fancy.
Not fancy.
This is the question that should
because
be asked to the
different people have different opinion about fancy. No.
If you ask
yeah
the people, maybe it's the market. People
because
about
yeah, this is something.
Maybe
niche.
A colorful is fancy for some people, but maybe simple and
yeah, this was
uniform color for is fancy for other people. So
I think the solution is to have many colors of instead of having one gray.
Yeah, but
standard.
I think it will increase the price of the production.
Special distribution.
Of the
yeah.
If you need to have special colors for controls,
yeah, personalized color because
yeah,
mm,
it will cost a bit more.
Yeah, because maybe some people prefer a red remote
mm-hmm
control,
yeah,
some people prefer black remote
yeah
control.
But this is what we would ask to the users, so
maybe we can have we can have several options so user can select which color they prefer. So
yeah, but as soon as you speak about options,
mm-hmm,
it means
yeah,
that the price increases, and we don't really want the price
euros
to be too high, because we won't be able to produce it. So we want something fancy, as previously said Florent, something very easy to use, powerful, and also as it's written here, 75% of users is that lot, so maybe just having many functions in one button
mm-hmm
is not that good if you want to zap a lot.
Mm.
They don't really want to zap between functions of their remote control.
Mm-hmm.
They want to zap between channels on the TV. So I think you have quite a lot of points to think about
yeah
and to discuss with
yeah
the other members.
Yeah.
So is it okay for your presentation? Nothing else to
yeah, it's
to
done
add?
Just yeah, if we could remember like not too many buttons and make it look fancy, I think it would make it.
Okay. I have some new information about the project requirements, so you will have to take care of it in your thinking, in your designing of the remote control. So the first one is that for the designing of the remote control, we don't really want to use the teletext anymore,
mm-hmm.
as it's something that's
is
because now everybody has internet at home,
mm-hmm.
so it's better to use internet than teletext.
Yeah.
So you will have to think about it in your in the design of your remote control.
Yep.
And also the remote control will only be used for television. So for your designing, you won't be you won't have buttons to just manipulate, to control the recorder or
mm-hmm.
maybe the garage door or things like that. That's
mm-hmm.
because if we want to do a remote control,
mm-hmm.
which will be used for the television, for the recorder, for the camcorder and all the others, it will become too complex and it will increase the price, and we can't do that. We really want to focus on the remote control for the television.
Okay.
Is it okay?
But there's balance between function
so
and the cost.
So maybe it will be easier for you to design it, to have very powerful and easy. And also, we want the image of real reaction
mm-hmm.
be recognizable in the product, such as the color and the slogan.
Yeah.
I mean, that's if you want to buy a remote control, and if you go in a shop, and if you see the remote control, you will recognize
mm-hmm.
directly that it's our product.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
you will have to use the color of the product,
okay.
of the real reaction.
Okay.
And also.
So it has to be yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow.
As we say, we could do fashion in electronics. So it has to be a fashion remote control.
Okay.
Fancy, fashion, powerful, easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a lot of requirements. But
yeah.
For cheap remote control.
And cheap.
Yeah.
A low cost.
Yeah. But that's your job.
Yeah.
To find something.
Yeah. What I'm thinking is how you will connect the TV to internet. So this is.
I don't think it's part of the remote control design.
Maybe
anymore.
Not.
It will be more in browsing.
Yeah, but this means that your TV will be able to, you know, connect to internet, you know, surf the web.
Yeah, there's a set box. There's a set box in the TV. So with the set box, you can connect internet with your TV.
Okay.
But it's not so popular now.
I don't think it's popular, so that's the problem. So, and if you are designing a remote control for the global usage,
okay.
So if people don't have the technology, so.
So
everybody's okay with the new requirements?
And for the color, what do you think?
I think it has to be yellow.
Yellow?
Yeah.
Yellow.
Do you think that people like the color yellow?
Remote control.
Maybe you can change the color.
Okay.
But the image of the society has to be recognized.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think
when
if you have, you know, like a yellow one here, is the double R.
It has to be fashion.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
So you have
doesn't
to
need to be completely yellow, but.
Yeah, just to be a fashion and really the image of the society.
Okay.
Just when you enter and say, oh, it's a real reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Thing. It's a
okay.
real reaction.
Okay.
Remote control. So
okay.
And also, it has to be attractive, of
mm-hmm.
course, because if you want to sell the remote control.
Okay.
It's okay.
Regarding the first line, what? So we're just expecting.
I
no more use of the teletext.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But I don't know why no more use of teletext.
So what would it change for?
I think it would be simpler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I will close the meeting. Just after that, we'll have lunch break. And you will have in 30 minutes of individual work. You will have as the IT, I don't remember.
Mr. Designer.
To put and the user interface designer to work on the user interface concepts.
Okay.
And Florent to work on subject.
No.
And so specific instructions will be sent to you by your personal coach.
Okay.
It's okay?
Yeah.
I think the session is closed.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, Mr. David Jordan, please record your presentations in your own folder.
Okay.
Not in mine.
Okay.
Should be better.
Okay.
Okay, that's clear.
Okay, good.
Good. That was a funny one.
Not a funny idea.